is the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.
Usually at the start, I mean, at the start of all podcasts, people get on and they're like, oh, we got a big one today.
It's a biggie.
It is honestly hand on heart now.
Yeah.
My hand is on my heart.
You got both hands on your
heart. It is a big one.
It is huge. We have competitions. We have coronations. We have concerts.
Tick, tick, tick.
Bit of alliteration.
You do it, the alliteration, because you couldn't do it in the sign-off, but you got there for the, podcast intro. Good job.
For you, because I care about you podcast listeners.
So we'll start with Can You Beat Bronte Champions League, day one?
Yeah, day one. Tom and Sarah, two very worthy competitors.
That's coming up. Once Upon a Crime.
Oh, crime could have been another alliteration.
We're not going back now. Also, we talked a lot about the coronation. We crossed live to the Coro concert.
Yes.
And I brought you another clickbait, Cliffo.
And this one, close to my heart and I think close to a lot of women's hearts out there.
It was a shorty, but it was a goodie. It's coming up.
Heard that before.
Can you beat Bronte? Champions League, only on Hit.
Got to hand it to our boss, Smithy, who came up with this concept.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was possible to make Can You Beat Bronte more fun. Look, I think I actually have more fun during Can You Beat Bronte than anyone.
Yeah.
Because I get to watch you squirm.
You're the spectator to the madness of it all.
We need to stream it live.
That'd be good.
We'll do that. Quickly, before we get into Can You Beat Bronte Champions League with Tom and Sarah?
Yes.
There's another very important Can You Beat Bronte kind of theme that's been floating around on our Insta. Your chaser name? Is that
We're
going
to call it chaser name based on you referring to me as multiple different things when you're getting me out of the soundproof booth.
Yeah.
The beast.
There's the ones I say off air that can't be repeated on.
Yeah, absolutely. Can't even put those on Instagram. But we need a name like they have on The Chase that is the beast or the governess, super nerd. We've had some options go up for the last couple of days. And I will henceforth be known as Brontosaurus.
The one you hated. It's better than the Dominatrix.
The Dominatrix was a close second, apparently. No, there was some very good options. Thank you to everybody. But I think even when we were brainstorming this, you were like, it'd be good if someone suggested the Brontosaurus.
Yeah, man, makes sense.
And there's a song called Stomp Your Feet Like a Brontosaurus that I feel like I could use to pump me up.
There's the theme.
There we go.
Anyway, park that, because next it's all about Tom and Sarah.
Can you beat Bronte? Champions League, only on Hit.
Oh, Cliffo, normally at this time of the morning I would be nervous and sweaty and itchy because I'd be about to go up against someone to try and beat them in a trivia
comp. She's still sweaty and itchy, it's just the nerves.
The nerves are gone because this week we are putting former champions of Can You Beat Bronte head-to-head, hopefully finding one champion at the end of the week that I will compete against all day next week.
So the champ at the end of this week gets $500 cash.
Ooh.
If they beat you the week after, it's $1,000.
I don't need to know that because I won't get it.
He's already talking smack. Before we've even met, player number one today, who is Tom.
In the left corner, he beat Bronte by 1 point on her birthday. And it's back for some more. After coaching a school AFL team to the Queensland finals, he is confident his competitive spirit will take him far. Please welcome Tom.
Welcome, Tom.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Beat me on my birthday, you bastard. I don't remember this. My goodness.
I remember it clearly.
Yeah, bring it down, Tom.
Damn it.
Doesn't matter if it's a special day.
No.
Bring the beast out.
Clearly.
Tom, let's meet who you are taking on today in the first round of Can You Beat Bronte Champions League.
And in the right corner, she beat Bronte by one single point, taking her out on Pink Lyrics. She's a hairdresser who loves a fun fact. Playing Trivial Pursuit as a kid really paid off. And now it's time to dominate the entertainment round. Please welcome Sarah.
Sarah, I remember you, Sarah.
I'm glad.
Something about a fun... Was it Pink's Funhouse lyrics?
Yeah, it was.
I blacklisted that song.
The house was not fun.
No.
It was not fun at all.
No, it wasn't.
So how this is going to work, we're actually going to put you in the soundproof booth, Sarah. So you're not going to hear us play with Tom. Then we'll come back. Whoever wins goes through to play tomorrow and potentially taking out the 500 at the end of the week.
That's
so,
it.
Sarah, into the soundproof booth you go. And Tom, mate, I know you know how it works.
You've been here before.
30 seconds on the clock for you. You good to go?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Okay. Tom, your time starts now. What is the chemical symbol for carbon dioxide?
Pass.
What movie did Leonardo DiCaprio win his only Oscar for?
Great Gatsby.
True or false, King Charles III is the oldest monarch ever to be crowned?
True.
What group of animals is known as a flamboyance?
Flamingos.
Oh, I see dead people is a line from what film?
Sixth Sense.
Okay.
CO2.
Whew.
Okay.
Didn't get back to the first one, unfortunately.
No. Oh.
No.
We're going to bring Sarah in now. Hey, Sarah, you couldn't hear any of that, could you?
No.
Great. Perfect. Okay. That's all we want. It's a soundproof booth.
Are you feeling confident?
I think so. I hope so.
Yep.
Feeling something.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, 30 seconds on the clock for you, Sarah. It's the same 5 questions. Good luck. Your time starts now. What is the chemical symbol for carbon dioxide?
CO2.
What movie did Leonardo DiCaprio win his only Oscar for?
Titanic.
True or false, King Charles III is the oldest monarch ever to be crowned?
True.
What group of animals is known as a flamboyance?
Ducks.
I See Dead People is a line from what film?
Yep.
Out of time, Sarah.
Yes. Okay. Were you keeping track?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well? Okay, beautiful. Because I got a little bit lost in the asking of. We actually might get Alicia in to judge from tomorrow as well.
Yeah, or I can do it if I'm just sitting.
Are you going to judge?
I can judge.
Okay, I feel like that's a conflict of interest. But
well, for today,
let's go with it.
For today, I'll go through the questions. So, what is the chemical symbol for carbon dioxide? It is CO2, which Sarah got. Tom passed on that one. For what movie did Leonardo DiCaprio win his only Oscar? You both got this one wrong. It is The Revenant, not Titanic or Great Gatsby.
Poor Leo.
Come on, guys. It took a long time. But you both got that King Charles is the oldest monarch to ever be crowned. That is true. What group of animals is known as a flamboyance? Tom, quick to know, it's a flamingo. So, at the moment, 2 apiece comes down to I See Dead People is a line from which famous horror movie? Sarah, I feel like you knew it just a little bit too late. But Tom got it. The Sixth Sense.
So, Tom!
Day one tick.
Yes, but Sarah, noble effort, mate.
Good game, Sarah. I had it.
You did.
Too late.
That's what you get for bringing Bronte down.
Yes,
bloody
Sarah.
She hasn't forgotten, mate.
I'll never forget. And it was a big amount as well, wasn't it? It was like...
Yeah, it was $400.
Yeah, well,
it's good,
you'll
Sarah.
Be fine, Sarah.
I'm You're okay. still a winner. But Tom, will you remain a winner tomorrow? We're going to put you up against another champion. If you are the winner at the end of the week, the 500 all yours, and you take on Bronte next week. Good luck, mate.
Awesome. Looking forward to Friday.
This is your sexy fix at 6.
Cliffo, what if you wanted to have reduced stress in your life, improved brain function,
working with you,
bad breath, reduce bad breath, reduce blood pressure, be better looking and have better sex, and you could have it all with one simple change to your life? Would you be interested?
Viagra.
No. It's something also technically ingested but also decongested, because a longevity scientist has done some research and discovered that if you switch to solely breathing through your nose, you can trigger an array of physical and mental health benefits.
Like, permanently? That's hard.
It's hard for you to close your mouth. Yes, that is very hard.
Yeah. I just tried it there in the seconds after you said it, and I think I got about one breath in, one breath out, and went, nah.
Apparently, if you switch to breathing solely through your nose and limiting the amount you breathe through your mouth, it prevents wonky teeth, lazy-looking eyes, and an elongated face, which is obviously what we're all trying to avoid. But then also it shows that it can boost the brain function, lower blood pressure, and relieve stress and anxiety. Plus, it somehow gives you a better sex life.
Yeah, they throw,
you
that,
know
in
this
there.
Science?
They throw that in there just for the,
let me tell you how,
grab, don't they?
It's a sexy fix, so obviously this is what we're all here for. The pelvic floor is strengthened when you breathe with your diaphragm. Your pelvic floor is obviously where your pelvis is. Your diaphragm is in your tummy. Mm. And then when you're breathing through your nose, you're using more muscles to constrict and contract, making your diaphragm tighter, making your pelvic floor tighter, equaling better sex.
Yeah, look, I'm not interested, but...
Did I lose you at closing your mouth?
I'm sure if my wife's listening, though, she's, like, getting the Band-Aids ready to put across my mouth. All right, everyone, get serious. Put your tiaras on.
Oh, it's already on.
Scepter's in hands.
Got it.
It's time to talk about the coronation of King Charles III across the weekend. I watched the whole thing.
Come on.
I've never been so bored in my life.
And you watched it live, so there was no skipping through for the good parts. You just had to hope that something fun was going to happen, like
something
Katy Perry losing her seat.
Kind of happened. Even though it was boring, I felt like I was watching history.
You were.
That was good. And the kids were kind of interested too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the most interesting part was probably just before the coronation ceremony actually began, when the Wileses, we're talking Prince...
Wills?
Wills. I was going to say Harry.
No.
Flew in, flew out. He was hardly even there. Looked down the whole time. Prince Wills and Princess Kate were late, like really late, to the actual ceremony, to the point where the king and the queen actually had to sit and wait for them. Koshy on Weekend Sunrise summed it up pretty well.
The pageantry, the pomp, the ceremony, the choreography, absolutely perfect, as you would expect with the coronation of King Charles III. Except when the grandkids arrive late and keep Grandma and Grandpa waiting on the biggest day of their life, I reckon every Australian household can relate to that.
How bang on is Koshy there? Like,
so true.
You can have everything planned to a T, but yeah. Grandma, Grandpa, they just got to wait for the grandkids sometimes.
And they love them, and they will. I think I saw a lip reader, because this was when King Charles and Queen Camilla were in the carriage, right? They were essentially
just waiting.
I think the lip reader has read King Charles saying, "One of us has always got to be late." Referring to his son.
They're just a family, aren't they?
They are, at the core of it all.
It was kind of awkward because the cameras in Westminster Abbey kept going back to their vacant seats. And apparently Michael Usher, who's one of the Channel 7 presenters, he saw their car. He was at the front of Buckingham Palace.
Yeah.
Everyone was already at Westminster Abbey, which is 2 km away. He was at Buckingham, and the Wales' car came out and screamed past Michael Usher. And then it ferried the prince, the princess, and, of course, Prince George, who's 9, Princess Charlotte, who's 8, and Prince Louis, 5.
Mm.
They were ushered into a side door, except for George, who had to carry, like, the train.
Yes, he was his granddad at the church.
Which was kind of beautiful, too, because it's like, that's going to be you one day.
He would have been out of breath. It's
like,
true.
You're going to have a coronation one day.
Holy. Yeah. Didn't think about that.
But got us thinking this morning, 13:10:60, who was late to a very important event?
I'm late for a very important date. No time to say hello, goodbye. I'm late.
Maybe they were late for your wedding. I was late to the hen's party that I went to on the weekend.
Well, that's just on brand for
well,
you.
Well, that's what they said. They said that I look like someone who is perpetually late, which I disagree with, even though I was late.
I don't. But 131060 if you got a story. Alicia, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Yourself?
Yeah, you're good this morning because everything's running smoothly and to time.
Yes, I am on time today.
When were you, or when was someone you know late to something?
I was late to my own baby shower.
Ooh. That sounds stressful.
Yeah. Last minute I decided to get my makeup done.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it just ran late.
Okay. Where was everyone and how long were they waiting?
It was about half an hour late.
That's not too bad.
And they were all waiting at my front door.
Oh, that's, yeah.
I thought you were going to say like at a high tea and I was going to be like, well, that's fine. They just pour a cuppa, they'll be fine.
No,
waiting at the front door.
No, yep.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you suck, Alicia.
No.
This is for you guys for podcasting. No one else gets this. Just you for podcasting.
We love you. Yep. We want to reward you.
We appreciate you.
We know you, your darkest secrets. No?
I'm watching you right now.
Turn around. You've got something on the back of your head.
Let me get that.
For your clue tomorrow, everything's Taylor Swift related in my life, and so I'm going to make this song Taylor Swift related.
This is obviously Taylor Swift related.
Bad Blood is your clue for tomorrow.
The old BB.
The old BB.
So B is your letter. Bad Blood is your clue. It's got to be name a Taylor Swift song.
You'd think so. Absolutely. That's the song sometimes when I need a bit of a pick-me-up on the way into work at 4 o'clock in the morning. Taylor Swift featuring Kendrick Lamar is the song I use.
Explains a lot. Bad Blood, your free clue for tomorrow, Tuesday's Alpha Bucks on here.
Cliffo, now all of the pomp and circumstance has finished for the coronation. Hopefully the royals get to let their hair down a little bit and go party for royals.
Yeah.
Like, they can have a few drinks, surely. At the coronation concert, it is happening as we speak to our foreign correspondent, Adam DiTullio, friend of the show. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning. It looks like Camilla and Charles are ready to get a couple of drinks in them after a big day. It's been an interesting concert so far, and they look very happy to be there.
Oh, they're already there. What are they? Are they up in a box, a royal box?
Yeah, so there is a royal box, which is mixed with dignitaries from the royal family and also other dignitaries in the United Kingdom. Among them, the Prince and Princess of Wales, Catherine and Will are there, along with the children as well. There's also Princess Anne, Prince Andrew is there as well, but no appearance from Prince Harry. He went straight to the airport after the coronation yesterday.
God.
Okay, so the concert is actually happening
right
now.
It.
We can actually hear it in the background. You'll be able to see it on TV tonight. Do you know who's on stage right now, and have any of the headliners hit the stage yet?
None of the headliners has exactly hit the stage just yet. We are in an intermission phase, but DJ Pete Tong opened the coronation concert with Feel the Love by Rudimental, which I know is played on this station many times, and the King picked it himself to talk about the inclusion in the world. So he's pretty hip with the kids.
I like that song. Can we confirm Katy Perry couldn't find her seat at the coronation? Does she know the directions to the East Lawn of Windsor Castle where the coronation concert is?
I can thankfully say, through my sources and many media outlets, she has made it to Windsor Castle.
Good.
And she's in the green room as we speak. She hasn't made an appearance on TV previewing her performance today, but apparently her performance is going to be an absolute spectacle.
Wow, it would be.
Who are the other headliners?
So you've got Take That and Lionel Richie, which are the two main cards for the coronation concert. You've also got Andrea Bocelli. I mean, what a voice! But it's not as poppy. It's very classical in nature. So, bit of a contrast. But we have to understand that King Charles III is a lover of all music and all art forms. So, even though this concert really is for him, he's trying to put on a very diverse array of artists on stage. But we know some of the artists he wanted to come. didn't accept that invitation.
Yes, but also Ed Sheeran this morning, Adam, I don't know if this is what you were leading to. He spoke out and said he was actually never even asked to perform at the concert. So maybe they didn't even go for the ones that we thought, like him and Adele.
Well, it's really funny because whatever you read on page 6, you don't know what you're going to believe. But there was a bit of speculation around that. But it's funny because Ed Sheeran's actually filling in for American Idol at the moment because Katy Perry and Lionel Richie are over here.
Oh, wow.
So that's swap. The best part.
God.
I know. I'm just going, what is going on here? Honestly.
Musical chairs.
Literally.
Well, it's happening live right now at Windsor Castle. It's happening in the background, the coronation concert. You can actually see it live tonight. I think it starts about 7:30 on Channel 7 for King Charles.
Good song.
Is a little rudimental.
Great song.
Great one to start off the concert with. Adam DeTullio over at Windsor Castle right now. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much. I'll get back to enjoying the concert.
Swifties, welcome aboard. This is your captain speaking.
It's me. It's
Hits.
Hey, hey, hey.
Swifty and 50.
Everybody agrees.
I mean, after the weekend that Taylor Swift has had, which we'll unpack in trending, I'm not surprised that we are doing a Swiftie in 50 right now because she's bloody hot.
I think you're sad for the weekend. King Charles is sad. He'd love a trip to LA to see Taylor Swift live. I'm like, oh, maybe.
It wasn't the correlation I was going to make, but we did it anyway.
You've got to be on the topical things here, mate.
Exactly. You know.
So what we do is hit play on like this 30-second timer and as many people as we can get on the air, they're going to get on the standby list.
How good.
For $50,000 cash and a trip for two to LA to see Tay Tay live on the Eras Tour. All right?
Let's do it. Quick hellos. Ready? I'm born ready.
Yeah, don't muck about, guys.
Yeah, guys.
Straight into it. Maybe people are mucking about because they want
less
people on the drill.
Depends how...
Don't do it.
Diabolical they are.
Bad tactic.
Speaking.
Matt, you're in the draw. Yeah. Congrats.
Yeah, good.
And Justin. Hello, Justin.
Hey, good morning.
Hello. Lots of boys.
Shane as well. Boy number 3. You're in the draw.
Hello.
Oh, no. Shane's, no, yeah. Shane's a girl. Sorry, Shane.
Shay, is that you?
Yes.
Hello. Goodbye.
Natasha, give me a scream.
Woohoo!
Yeah, that's good.
Good. And Megan's here. Hi, Megan.
Ooh, beautiful.
Another
there goes
Natasha.
My right eardrum, Natasha. Hello.
Hi.
Just
oh
in time.
God.
Oof.
Natasha, where were... The hesitation was dangerous there, mate. Did you not think we'd get to you?
No, I didn't, actually.
Well,
you were there, Natasha.
Just in.
I'm here.
Look, stop not listening, guys.
Don't
stop
listening.
No, stop not listening. That's the same thing. That's fine.
A bit of a double
stop
entendre.
Not listening all day. So listen all day.
Yes.
Because it could happen at any time. Okay? And when it does happen, don't
not
call.
Not call. Yeah, good.
Are
unpack
we all
that
on the same page?
Absolutely not.
Swifty and 50, 50K cash at a trip for two to LA. If you win it, you could not.
Don't.
Not be going.
Quit while you're behind.
I
have a confession to make.
Welcome to the confession session.
No.
It's like, oh God, what do I have?
Wrong one.
I don't have any. Nothing
very,
to tell
it's very
you.
Very busy this morning in my defense. This is what I want to hit play on. Here we go. This.
This is Clickbait Cliffo.
That's it.
That's better. Feel safer here.
I mean, there is one woman who needs to confess to something, I think, after this headline.
Yeah.
It's a pretty quick one today.
Mm.
A Melbourne woman has been found after surviving 5 days in the bush on just wine and lollies.
5 days?
Yeah.
I thought it was overnight.
No, it's 5 days. So this woman has gone for a bit of a stroll in the bush or whatever.
Yep.
In the Victorian, you know, dense kind of...
Yeah.
Victorian dense scrubland. It's pretty dense down there.
Yeah.
Car got bogged. No matter what she did, couldn't unbog the car. And she knew the nearest town was about 60 kilometres away. Very smart woman. So she thought the safest thing I could do is actually just stay in the car.
Oh, okay. Yep.
So she's just rationed the lollies over the days or whatever.
What kind of lollies were
they? I don't know. She just says lollies. And but 5 days alone in the wilderness on just wine and lollies. I reckon there's Queensland mums now listening going, how do I sign up?
I don't think this type of music, Cliffo, was used at the King's coronation concert. Don't think that Katy Perry or Lionel Richie used a bit of the God Save the King.
I would have loved to see Katy Perry in the cupcakes.
Yeah.
The cupcake bra that shoots cream.
Mm.
No?
No, it didn't happen.
Bugger.
To unpack it all is our UK correspondent, Adam DiTullio. Adam, how is all the festivities happening at Windsor Castle?
Well, it's all ended now, but what a concert it was. I don't know if you could see on one of the screens in your studio, but it had a star-studded lineup. Everyone was so excited. There were 20,000 people at Windsor Castle and about 10,000 in a public gallery outside of Windsor Castle. So a lot of people came down here to enjoy a big day out.
What an absolute show.
Yeah.
Spectacle. Of course, Lionel Richie was headlining it, as was Katy Perry. Ollie Murs was on stage. Take That. Was there a highlight?
I would say, for me, Lionel Richie was a highlight. I loved it when he sung Easy. I mean, Easy was, you associate Easy with the Commodores, but for me, that was a great one. And when Katy Perry sung Fireworks.
Yes.
Well, Fireworks. That was just... mind. It was electric.
Princess Charlotte singing along to Firework by Katy Perry. I think that was the most excited she looked all weekend. And lots of love, Adam, I think, for the royal family and how this event has played out. It seems like lots of support for them at the moment.
It looks that way. If you saw any of the vision from the coronation itself on the 8th, and the crowds that just flooded the Mall in support of the royals, there weren't protesters inside. I mean, personally, I did see some protesters come on down on the day of the coronation, and there was about 1,000 of them. And the head of the Republic movement over here was actually arrested. But apart from that, it was very much all support for the royal family. Not many people with an outcry against them, and no people opposing Harry or Meghan.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he wasn't there fast enough.
No, he wasn't there long enough for criticism. He was in, he was out, fly in, fly out. How would you sum it up, mate? The concert at Windsor Castle, the coronation concert, has wrapped up. There has been so much that's gone into this. You know, they were finding it hard to find artists originally. They've pulled it off. What would you say in closing about the last few hours, Adam?
To be honest, it was a bit sad not to see as many British artists on the stage. That's what you would kind of expect from a coronation concert, in a sense. But look, the lineup was very decent. Now, I would say it appealed to a lot of people. It had a wide-ranging variation of artists and styles of music.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a concert for everyone. It was not only a young poppy concert, but it was for the oldies as well.
Yes. Well, that's perfect for the realm of the royal family as well. Thanks for King Charles and then also the kiddies.
Well, let's go out for Charlotte with a bit of...
Baby, you're a fire, you are.
And for old blokes like me, a bit of Lionel.
You love Lionel.
Love Lionel.
I'm a Lionel fan.
Yes. Adam, when Lionel came on the screen before Cliff, I was like, Lionel Richie looks good.
He's a very handsome gentleman. What?
You know the greatest bit about the coronation was? He actually sat next to Julie Bishop in the ceremony. And they're now friends on Instagram. So if you go on their Instagram, you can see they're following each other.
Mingling. I love it.
That's cute. I love it. You can see the coronation concert tonight on Channel 7. Our foreign correspondent, Adam DiTullio. Thanks, mate.
Thank you very much.
That was the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.